Hey there, and thanks for venturing beyond the Rotunda, a Farmingdale Library podcast where we will often talk about our library, history, and community. But sometimes we'll discuss things like where you would go on your literary vacation. I am your narrator, Kevin Schultz. Let's crack this very first one open. And once again, welcome to Beyond the Rotunda, a production of the Farmingdale Library, where we are more than just books. We are outreach. We are assistance. We are programs. We are activities. We are cuisine. We are exercise. We are games. We are music. We are movies. And now we are podcasts. This is the inaugural episode of the inaugural podcast for the Farmingdale Library. And we are calling it Beyond the Rotunda. Why? Well, we do have a rotunda in the front of the building. And my wife suggested to me that I incorporate that into the title. And I thought that was a great idea because we want you to venture beyond the rotunda into the library to see all that we have to offer. But we also want you to venture beyond the rotunda outside of the library into our vibrant community. We are very excited to bring you this project. I am extremely honored to be the voice that you will be listening to, hopefully each and every month. And I do hope you enjoy it. And if you do, please send us those 5-star ratings and reviews. Follow us, subscribe. You can find us on your preferred podcast platform. Before we go any further, I want to give a special thank you to Farmingdale's own Max Seal for providing us with our theme music. That was a clip from their song Hideout off their latest album, Permanent Repeat, which was just released in July. And I encourage everyone to go check out Permanent Repeat and all the other great music from Max Seal. Macseal. And here's a spoiler. Members from Max Seal will be appearing on this very podcast in the very near future. So keep your ears open for that. As I have said, this is our first episode, so that makes it our introductory episode. I'm going to introduce myself, give you some insight into who I am and what I'm about, and then we can focus our attention to the podcast. And I'll explain what you can expect from Beyond the Rotunda. But before we do that, you may have noticed that I posed a question at the start. And this is something we're going to do at the beginning of every episode, and we are calling it our cover question. The cover question is intended to be a fun, entertaining, thought-provoking conversation starter. I will present the question and give you my opinion. And I invite you to do the same. Send us your opinions, your thoughts, your comments. If you have a question that you think fits the bill to be the cover question, send us that too. Email us at beyondtherotunda@farmingdalelibrary.org. And if your comments, your questions are respectful and interesting, I will gladly read a few of them on the air. So let's get to our very first cover question. Where would you go on your literary vacation? Now, what do I mean by literary vacation? So back during the height of the pandemic, 2020, 21, 22, reading boomed. Book sales and rentals accelerated. People were looking for something to do. They were looking for that escape. As the pandemic began to settle down, 2022, 23, travel agencies looked to capitalize off of that boom, and they created the literary vacation. And as far as I can tell, there are two main types. The first is a resort stay where you go to the hotel and there are books everywhere, bookshelves in the lobby, in the corridors, in your room, and you can check these out at your leisure. You can be in the lanai or down by the pool or at the beach, and you can summon the book butler and make your request. Can I have an iced tea and the latest Lee Child? And the book butler will bring you that iced tea and The Secret, which is the latest story in the Jack Reacher series. Now that's really cool. That sounds like a relaxing vacation. I'm in. But that is not what the cover question is referring to. The cover question is referring to the other type, where you go to a literary site, you travel to a literary setting. So you don't have to be Anne to visit Green Gables. You don't have to be Robert Langdon to track the Da Vinci Code bloodline. You don't have to be Hercule Poirot to sail the Nile or ride the Orient Express. You can just be you. and visit all these literary settings and a multitude of others from around the globe. So where would you go? Now, you have to pick someplace real. You can't say, I want to go to Hogwarts. Hogwarts doesn't exist. There is one place, however, that I can think of that sort of straddles that line between reality and fantasy, and that is the Shire from The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Now, in reality, the Shire doesn't exist. But when Peter Jackson was making his films, he and his crew built the Shire down in New Zealand, and it has turned into a huge tourist attraction. It's on my bucket list. I want to go. But if I'm going to pick something a bit more tangible, a bit more realistic, back in my youth, in my teenage years, my older sister and my older cousin and I would discuss walking the Appalachian Trail from beginning to end. Now, things happen, life gets in the way, and we've never achieved this. We never even attempted it. But author Bill Bryson did, and he wrote about it in his book, A Walk in the Woods. So there you go. There are two literary vacations that are on my list. What say you? What literary vacations are in your book? Again, send us your comments, your thoughts to beyondtherotunda@farmingdalelibrary.org. And I really do look forward to hearing from you. At this time, I want to give a special shout out to a colleague of mine here at the library, Ken Alger, KenAlger. Ken hosts his own radio program called Undiscovered Discoveries every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on 90.3 WHPC. Ken has a fun, quirky style that is bound to start your weekend off with a smile. Plus, he plays some great music, some of which, maybe even most of which, you've never even heard before. So check out Undiscovered Discoveries every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on 90.3 WHPC and undiscover your newest discovery. Okay, so it is finally time for our introductions. And I'm going to guess most people listening already know me because you are probably my family and friends. But those of you who are listening that are not my family and friends, first of all, thank you so very much. And secondly, hey, how you doing? I am Kevin Schultz, KevinSchultze. And that is a silent E, and I cannot stress that enough. As I said, I'm going to try to give you some insight into who I am. For example, I was born in Astoria, Queens, New York, and at the age of 16, my family and I moved here to Farmingdale. And I have lived in Farmingdale for 31 years of my life. There were 2 years that I lived in Brightwaters in Suffolk County, and another 2 years that I lived in Hackensack in New Jersey. So there you go, all you mathematicians out there, all you amateur sleuths, you have now enough information to figure out my age if you so desire. I am married to a wonderful woman and the proud stepdad to three amazing stepdaughters. I am an avid reader. I love mysteries and thrillers and horror. I enjoy good literary fiction. I really like stories that are dialogue-driven with characters that I can somehow relate with. But I will pretty much read anything. I've read my fair share of sci-fi and fantasy, and I've read nonfiction biographies and true crime. In fact, I'm going to be co-moderating a true crime discussion group right here at the library. So keep your eyes open for that in the coming months. I am also a writer. I have been working on my own short story memoir collection for well over 2 decades. And hopefully someday I will publish. That has always been the goal. I guess the last thing I can tell you about myself of any importance is that I am blind. I was born with a hereditary degenerative eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa, or RP for short. And what RP primarily does is attack the peripheral vision, or your vision field. So over time, your vision field will narrow and narrow and narrow. For some, down to the size of a dime. For most, myself included, down to the size of a pinhead. And so I got that primary strain, but I also got the secondary strain. So as my vision field was narrowing, my central field was blurring. I was diagnosed at 10, declared legally blind at 16, and I lost my vision fully at the age of 40. And what I tell people, and you can consider this my PSA, is that my blindness, my disability, can describe me. I'm okay with that. It can describe me, but I will not allow it to define me. I am so much more than my disability. You know, we all have our burden to carry, and this is one of mine. But I do not let it slow me down. I guess if I did, I wouldn't be here at the library or hosting this podcast. So, okay, there you go. End of PSA and end of my introduction. I'm sure you will learn a lot more about me in the coming weeks and months as this podcast progresses. And speaking of which, what can you expect from the podcast? What can you expect from Beyond the Rotunda? Beyond the Rotunda is going to be a monthly podcast. We will be dropping our episodes the first Monday of every month, and that schedule will start in November. Now, our first three initial episodes, this one included, are going to drop before that schedule begins, and they will be about 2 or 3 weeks apart from each other. And we are doing this so that we can get used to this podcasting world and that you can get used to us. We want to hit the ground running as we go into our routine. Each episode will have the cover question, and then it will feature an interview. And as our tagline goes, an interview with authors and people of interest from the community and beyond. And I already have 10 guests lined up, five of which are authors. We will be hearing from authors of poetry, horror, literary fiction, education, and comics. So a nice variety of genres. Our five other remaining guests will be more occupational. They will be a local chef, a fellow podcaster, a band, which I already mentioned, a first responder firefighter, and the organizer of the local farmers market. So again, a variety of professions. And I would do my best to ask the pertinent questions, but I also want to make it fun and entertaining. So I'm going to try to play some games with our guests. Along the way, we are going to also filter in some other segments, and those segments will focus more on the library itself. So a book review, some local history, perhaps we will do some staff profiles, and we certainly will spotlight special events going on at the library. We're going to try to add in as many bells and whistles as we can. We already have our theme music, and I'm hoping to add in some transitional bumpers, something to help delineate between our segments. And that's pretty much what Beyond the Rotunda is going to sound like. And I guess that ends our first episode and ends our introduction. I want to thank you all for listening. I again want to thank Max Seal for providing us with our theme music. I want to remind all of you to check out Undiscovered Discoveries every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on 90.3 WHPC. I want to thank Brendan and Natalie for helping me produce and edit this episode. I want to give a special thank you to the library director, Krista, and the library board for giving me this opportunity. I cannot thank you enough. But most importantly, once again, I want to thank all of you for listening. I do hope you enjoyed this episode and you will come back for our next episode, which will be our first interview. We will be talking with Long Island author Carol Honig, whose most recent novel, Before She Was a Finley, was just released in early September. So please come back for that. And until then, be well and enjoy wandering the stacks.